Right, so men tough kufi at Aleph, Sifal, if you just saw, then the Mechaber says you're allowed to light a fire in order to warm up next to it. And the Mishnah the Ramah said that there are some who say that it depends how cold it is, that maybe it has to be really, really cold, but if it's only a little cold, then we wouldn't be allowed to. But the Ramah ends, V'na'agu l'hakel, the minhag is l'hakel, that since the malacha of Havara for it being cold is a malacha which is mutter, because of ochel nefesh, and it's shavu l'chol nefesh, so then we don't care whether it's super cold or a little cold. Either way, we say that mitoch shehutra l'tzorech ochel nefesh, hutra nami l'tzorech, and therefore, if anyone is cold, you're allowed to start the fire in order to warm up next to it. You're allowed to warm up water on Yom Tov in order to wash your hands. Of a low kol gufo, but not your entire body. Even if you're not going to wash your entire body at once, you're not allowed to warm up water on Yom Tov in order to wash your entire body. The Mishnah Berurah says that when he says your hands, Shulchan Aruch doesn't only mean your hands, it means panav yadav viraglav, your face and your feet as well are permissible. The reason given for why you are not allowed to wash your whole body, says the Mishnah Berurah, is because washing your whole body is not shavu l'chol nefesh. Only the mu'unagin, only people who really have enjoyment for it, shower, wash their entire body. But most people do not wash their entire body, and therefore it is not shavu l'chol nefesh. This is the opinion of Tosos as to why you're not allowed to bathe on Yom Tov in hot water, is because it is not shavu l'chol nefesh. The Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos of Rav Neuwirth suggests that maybe nowadays it could be Shavuot Chol Nefesh. Maybe really people do, most people do like to shower, but all the other poskim, Rav Nissen Karelitz, Rav Yashiv, they all say that even nowadays it is considered to be not Shavuot Chol Nefesh, and you would still not be allowed to bathe. And Rav Nissen Karelitz says that even though we see that a lot of people do shower, that doesn't make it Shavuot Chol Nefesh. It just means that a lot of people have become mufunakim, but it doesn't actually become a tzorech just because a lot of people like to shower, whereas others disagree and say that it does become Shavuot Chol Nefesh. However, we will see shortly at the end of the Ramah that it might not matter whether it's Shavuot Chol Nefesh or not. So the Ramah comments, Mutter lirchotz tinok b'mayim shehuch maladei Yisrael b'yom tov. You're allowed to bathe a baby in water which was heated up by a Jew on Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah says that this only refers to a baby which is bathed every day. If the baby is bathed every day, then it becomes hainu revise, and then it's permissible. But if it's not bathed every day, you would not be allowed to use water which was heated up to bathe a baby entirely. Aval aser lechamim latzorcha filo aide en Yehudi. Even though you're allowed to use water which was heated up for whatever reason, a permissible reason, you're allowed to use it to bathe a baby, you would not be allowed to heat up the water specifically to bathe the baby, and you can't even have a non-Jew do it, because since according to some, it's an iser doraisa to heat up water in order to bathe an entire body, and doing it through a non-Jew would only be an iser derabanan. So therefore it would still be prohibited. And even according to those who say that it's a Durbanan, it's still a Shvus Teshvus. So unless it's a Makom Choli, if you consider this child to be a Chole, so then, according to the opinion that holds that heating up the water is only Durbanan, having a non-Jew do is another Durbanan, so then it will be permissible. But according to others, that it's an Issa Doraisa, even having a non-Jew do it would be prohibited. The Ramah comments, Aval kshetzarech lahem levasha lo lahadiach, if you need the water in order to wash dishes or something like that, az mutar l'arbas b'shvilo, then you'd be allowed to add water to that water in order to bathe a baby.